This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set,
my brothers and sisters all around the world, it is July the 26th, 2022. Welcome to Track World with Alpheus Finlayson, ladies and gentlemen all around the world. And I need to tell you this, especially what we're talking about this evening. Faithfulness carries on, and that is powerful. Sheldon Longley is the first one on the show, and there are another 399 people who are listening and watching. Now, if you can't hear them or if you can't see them, there are plenty of people all around the world. Well, I give shout-outs to Philip Mortimer and Rochelle Brown, and she is an attorney. An attorney at law. And I also give kudos to Devin Charlton, who made the finals, seventh place in a new Bahamian record in the 400-meter hurdles. In the world indoor season, she finished with a silver. And I must criticize the announcers at the World Championships in Oregon, should be pronounced Devin, not Divine. And I'm nearly sure Devin is not Divine. Well, our Stevie Gardner had either a hamstring or Achilles tendon. If you paid attention, numerous athletes were not able to finish their events. And in the decathlon, the Canadian world record holder from Tokyo was unable to finish his event. The world record holder in the 400 meters was unfortunate. And I'm talking about the world record holder now, this one from South Africa. He was not able to finish. And the Bahamas fared well to Shawnee Miller-Weibo, capturing the 400 meters. She was frustrated due to the days between her competition. History was made by Ken Mullings in the decathlon. He scored 7,866 points. This was the very first time a Bahamian had qualified in this particular event. Coach Edna Rule, the UB coach, that's University of the Bahamas coach, pay his own way to Eugene, Oregon. And that is important. If he paid his own way to Eugene, Oregon, or something else. And from Oregon, he had to go through Chicago, this place and the next place, before getting home this evening. Brothers and sisters, Ken Rawlings finished 17th place. Would you believe that? When we were talking about it, the first time he came in the show, it was saying that he would have been in the top 8. Oh, no. He is in the top 17th. And he is a young man. It is really something else. Let me say this. The coach of decathlon, he does the jumps, and that's his uncle. A role, I'm forgetting his first name. And other than that, I am saying that he did best time in quite a number of events. And as I said, that is it. And then there were several world records, maybe more than usual, around the world in the World Championships and the Olympic Games. And the one that is very important is somebody called Mondo Duplantis. He did 16.21 meters. You know what 16.21 meters are. I mean, it's very, 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 very high. And the IOC gives the person who did that kind of world record 100,000. And this Mondo Duplantis is German. But I understand that he travels between being German and U.S. I don't know how that works. And then we have the hurdler, 400-meter hurdler. And her name is none other than Sydney McLaughlin. She significantly improved on her world record in Tokyo. For this, the IOC gave $100,000. And the IOC aimed broke. Just remember that. Most persons felt the best world record was by Nigerian Amazon, who clocked 12.12 seconds, shattering the her former world event. And by the way, I do know that she is from Nigeria, and there was a situation where Charlton was connected with her. She lives and performs in the USA, as many Nigerian athletes. As I said, we're talking about 12.12 seconds, shattering the former world record holder who clipped and fell, the former world record holder in Tokyo. And it was another $100,000, as we see. And another matter, Shawnee Miller-Weibo was considered one of the best world stars for starting her world career in the 400 meters. I must speak about Tonique Williams, whom the 400 meters in Athens in the Olympics, she won that. She won 2 world championships in the 400 meters, 3 world championships, I believe. And she also won the Golden League. For those people who don't remember the Golden League came before the, I'm trying to remember the name now, after the end of the normal competition, you have events around the USA that people earn money from. And I will remember the name of that. And then we're talking about the Golden League. An athlete needed to win each of the 16 events. Tonic won $500,000. Not a million. She won each of her events. The triple jumper from Sweden, and his name is Kristen Olsen. They both did the same thing, so they had to share the $500,000 together with Tonic. And I must mention that Andre Degas, he, you know, went to University of California, University of the same place that O.J. went to as a competitor. And he was ready for the 400-meter relay. What happened is that he had COVID, and his family had COVID, and he couldn't make it on the first round. And as it happened, Canada upset the USA because of their passing. Then the women 400-meter relay, and they were shocked, you know. I'm talking about the young man who won, set a new 200-meter records for the United States. And then I will talk about the speedy women in the USA for the 400 meters. You know, that was the last event. They try to do that every now and then. And then the U.S. Team upset the Jamaicans due to their lack of passing skill. Now, normally they would do that very well. And they weren't far in between, you know, not far in between at all. The time for our lady who won the 400-meter hurdles, they ran 3, I'm forgetting exactly, but I am saying that they won. And I must mention the Germans. The German team, their female long jumper was Mahambo. And I'll say this, most of them are black, you know, and I commend the former chancellor of Germany who allowed blacks to settle where once they were not able to do and agreed for them to get their documents. And that's what I'm talking about. And ladies and gentlemen, we will take a brief break, and Brenda DeVoe is watching, and Larry Gibson is watching. I've already talked about our man Sheldon Longley. Thank you ever so much, and we will be back talking a bit about our discussion, birthdays, and everything else. Thank you.
Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. the Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200. And you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing. And that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back, my brothers and sisters. Well, I wish to tell you the birthdays. Janine Cooper, she's a bride of, Sibbert Cooper, one of the best guitar players in the Bahamas. He works over at Paradise Island with the sons of, anyhow, I'll remember who that is. This is a young men who were sons of a young man that was killed in a graveyard out east. And then Roosevelt Finlayson, my brother, Roosevelt Finlayson. And then Garrett Finlayson is my good cousin. And, you know, we all have good cousins. We have no bad cousins. Garrett is born on the same day as Obama. And then we're talking about Ephraim Jones and Marilyn Cambridge, bride of Ernest, my good client and friend, Ernest Cambridge. And then on the 13th, we're talking about Dr. Sheena Antonio. Dr. Sheena Antonio. And then we have Crystal Glinton. She's been a client of mine for a long time. So I salute my clients, especially. And then Janet Lightburn. She has been a client of mine for a long time. And her brother is none other than Livingston Boswick. And Livingston Boswick has been gone for a long time. It is tragic, as I could remember. And also watching is Charlene Thompson. Hello, Charlene. Lucretia, and the rest of them. So, we also talk about Julian Reed from ZNS, a jazz man like myself. And then you have right, just a couple of days before me is one other call, the great Hubert Ingram. You know Hubert Ingram. And then we have on the 23rd, Andre Seymour. He is somebody who was a part of the Pioneers, and the Pioneers is a long time ago. He works at UB, photographer and all of that, and Paul Volter. And then I have a client called Karen Crane. She is in Eleuthera, was a teacher, and that is powerful. Adam Monroe is born on the 22nd, and he is just 2 days before me. And then you're looking at Phil Galanis. He is, I guess, 2 years ahead of me. 2 years ahead of me, but close enough. And then on the 24th, we're talking about Naomi DeVoe. Oh, man, her birthday. She's 5 years older than me. She hails from Grand Bahama, but she's connected to the Bulls in Exuma. And we're talking about, on the 26th, we're talking about Sinus Skinner. Sinus Skinner, major. And then also on the 26th was none other than the great Whitney Rule, sprinter, and from SOC. And his birthday is today. And also today is somebody called Alma Evans. She goes to our church, St. George's Church. So, you know, if she goes to St. George's Church, I mean, we can brag about her again and again. And she has great talents in decorating the church, my brothers and sisters. And then we have Hadassah Swain out of Grand Bahama. She is a part of the port in Grand Bahama, an attorney. And she's been my client forever and ever and ever. Amen. And then we're talking about on the 30th of I'm talking about the 30th of August now. We're talking about Lambert Longley, a client of mine for a long time. And that is what I am talking about. Now, I just wish to turn around and just have one little break and then go ahead. Give us just a little break and I will go ahead. What I wish to talk about is deaths, and death is always something else. There's a man called Abaco, a hotelier, and he lives to the corner right next to Perry Gladstone Christie. And in the same room, about 3 years ago, he talked to me about the Hobby Horse Hall. And when they were doing the thing with the Hobby Horse Hall, and they were able to, I can't remember where they actually held it, but you can't be in two places at one time. And as I said, he was right in here when we talked about his book, and he passed 2 days ago. A friend of mine who, we call him Dave, I can't remember, Dave talks about the Big Hawk from St. Augustine's. And he said that he wasn't thinking about him that often, and he passed. But all I am saying is that when something comes to your mind, you got to jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. And then a client of mine called Charles Colley. He has been a client of mine for a long time. His wife passed before him, and they lived right west of Camp Road. And she passed. Her sister, I mean, she was beautiful. Her sister worked at BTC. She was a PR person then. And I will tell you this, that I just found out. I was told that he died, but I got confirmation when they told me to go to the office. And my plan is when I get home is to speak with his son. We also did business with him in Georgetown, Exuma. Because if I have a client in this part of the island, that Grand Bahama and Abaco, I will make it a point to go and see them. And that's what I am talking about. Now, we could now just give ourselves a break, and then we'll go on. Thank you. Beth is watching. Oh, man. We know her very well. A great discus thrower and just powerful.
Accelerator Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com, or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as this thing. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's so interesting. When I look on the screen, I said that we have so many different and various platforms that people are able to watch and listen to. Some people tell me they can listen to me and I can't hear it, but that's the role of fantastic, what I call platforms. And guess who is on the show? Connie Price Smith, she's watching, and Sherman Stewart is watching. And Connie taught Sherman's daughter. And that's what I'm talking about. Now, let's talk about Track World. It is brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Awa Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book from Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition. Also brought to you by Vaughn L. Culmer Insurance Agents and Brokers. I have been a financial services representative at Kalina for more than 42 years. Come the 9th of a couple of months, I would have been around for 43 years. Well, my business partner is my daughter, Alexis Hanna, and we are a team at Kalina and have a love affair for our clientele. You can reach me at 432-9961 and Alexis at 467-0372. And, Philippa Arnett is watching. And I will say this. Based on the conversation that we had with regards to Tonique and Shawnee, I want us to look at what we've been talking about. And by the way, Juanita DeVoe, our good cousin, all of the DeVoes from all over the world, and especially Cat Island and Exuma, our cousins. So my question is, the thoughts that I was talking about, what Tonic was able to do, and I said what they were, and I need to say that again, just to make sure that people know what we're talking about. Give me 1 second. Well, basically, we talked about the Golden League. By the way, Philippa would have known that in Athens, Tonique won the 400 meters in, where's the name now? The Olympics, Athens Olympics. So Philippa knows about that. But regards to that, they tried to compare Shawnee Miller-Weibo with what she has done, and she has done some significant things. But as the time goes by, it's a different thing. You expect people today run faster than Tony Williams. So let me tell you what she did. She, as I said, won the Olympics. That's number one. In I'm still forgetting where it is, in Athens. And then she won, she beat Mexican runner. And you could see in the World Championships, I am sure that, what's the name was there? I'm talking about my co-host, to see how well. Anna from Mexico. And then we talk about the young lady who Jamaican, who decided to go to school in Florida. And Tonic beat her. she was the second place, and I'm sure that Philippa was there. And I would say this. When you talk about the Golden League, you have to have, I think it was 16 events every weekend or whatever. They would give $1 million in the Golden League. What do they get now when they travel around the world? So I am saying that she tied with the long jumper. In the long jumper, won that event. And I'm trying to remember who he was. I think I called his name. But he was able to tie with Tonique. To tie with Tonique. So each of them got $500,000. And what I did was that a colleague of mine in, I think it would have been in Berlin, I decided that I would give Tonique some flowers. And after the race, Tonique was given flowers, not just by the organization, but the ones I sent for Tonique. And when I saw him the other time, I gave him his money back. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard what I said and what we want to discuss now. So the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. What are your thoughts if you look along years ago? You know, things change. But in my situation, I would like to think that Tony did much more than Bahamians think now. That I can remember, because, you know, things are short with regards to what people remember. The numbers to call, once again, please listen to me. We're not going to be talking track and field forever and ever. That's going to be finishing. And numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Now, I know I speak quickly. Anybody else would want to call? Anybody would call? The first caller would start talking about that. I have, $20 for that, please? $20 for that? From Alpheus Finlayson. The numbers to call for 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Come on, my guests, my listeners. Please tell us what you want to say. And if you are not able to talk, you just put something in. Oh, Sandy Richards Ross, thank you ever so much. And if you're talking about the World Championships in Finland, anybody else? Anybody else could say what they know about with regards to what Tony did and what Shawnee did. As I said, as time passes, performances are going to be better. That's what it's all about. But we want to, for people to remember Tonique Williams. So our man who normally is with us, and I know he is on the show, could you make some comments, please? Can anybody make some comments? Any Bahamians or anybody else who are watching, make some comments, please. Philippa was talking about the 2015 World Championships, now World Championships, not Olympics. And Tony was back-to-back, and she was there. The other person you were talking about is Sandra Richards-Ross. Well, Philippa says, Shawnee won every level. Both of them are phenomenal in their own rights and era. You hear what I said? I talk about era. But I just want to give the kudos to our lady, Tonique, because she was in her own era. And people tend to forget it. There's a young man who always makes some comments for the show. He has a different assignment now. He was a track and field coach. He was in the area where Bob Hayes was, I think. And what he's doing now, he still can talk about track and field. And we're talking about track and field. We're not talking about basketball, football, or nothing like that. Please, let us talk about the era of Tonic. We don't want to go that far to the era of Tommy Robinson, because Tommy did significant things, was in the final of the 100 meters in Tokyo, 1964. And people from 1964 still talk about him. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to give you another break. And after that, we will continue to talk. Or continue to listen. Thank you very much.
The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200. and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school.
So pick up your copy of the Nassar Guardians Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassar Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassar Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Today.
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texan.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. And please remember, for those people who don't like to talk much, and I enjoy talking, well, the text line is available, powered by BTC. The numbers are 4224796. It is a text line. It is not a phone line, my brothers and sisters. So, just let us know what your thoughts are concerning our conversation, number one. And number two, the World Under 20 Championships are being held in Colombia. I have been told by somebody that we have not selected the team yet. Well, I pray the Lord that the team has been elected or selected. And then, do you know the Diamond League is going on, regardless of whether people go here or there? And lastly, the Commonwealth Games are in Birmingham. And when you talk about the Commonwealth Games, you could easily watch it on starting this weekend in Canadian radio and not radio. And we normally that is channel 206. And so track and field isn't finished because of the Commonwealth Games, people all over the world. And just remember, please listen. Please listen and watch. So next week, we'll be at that with regards to the Commonwealth Games and the Diamond League. That's what I'm talking about. So, we were talking. Anybody has any comments to make? Anybody has any comments to make? Please, the number to call is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. 325-4259. And please tell us your thoughts, my brothers and sisters. I'm sure you're not that bored. And I'm sure you're not tired of... I mean, the World Championship just finished... what was it? Oh, just let me say something. When we talk about the 4x400 meters for... that was the last. The men was the first. And the Jamaican girls, although they got beat, they didn't get beat that bad. And they did well. And for those of you who watch the Eugene, Oregon, the World Championships, I see quite a number of Jamaicans who live here in the sands. And I see a number of people who don't live here and live in the Bahamas are in the sands. And there are a number of Bahamians who are watching, and they're really excited about what the Jamaicans have done. And Jamaicans didn't just start running well lately. Oh, the Jamaicans won the beat the United States in the 4x400 meters many years ago. And my brothers and sisters, that's what I am talking about. So if you're really shy, and we're at that time, I think it is possible for us. We have 3 more minutes before the show sets down. So, they said we have, thank you, Philippa. We have a 12-member team. The Cali. And you do know that we have a young man who had the best throw in the world 2 years ago when they had the world championships in Nairobi. And I do have to mention somebody else. Heavens. It's amazing how the names, Tamara Myers. I think Tamara Myers used to run, as I can remember. And her mother lives, and she was one that in Cuba broke the record that they had with Pauline Davis and them in North Atlanta. We're talking about in, heavens, Heavenly Father, at the Coliseum, that's what I'm talking about. And Keyshawn Strong is the person that we were talking about, the world junior javelin. So that's what I am talking about. And I look forward for reports from Cali, Colombia. It is really, really, really unbelievable. And thank you ever so much for those people who watched. And I told you, this is what I do every Tuesday evening. But there has to be much, much preparation for it. And I trust that we are able to get the results as quickly as we can, as well as we would get it from the World Championships in the United States. So, finally, I want to thank a young man, my producer. Thank you, Ali. And we will see you next week. And I wonder if we can get some people who are not so shy, my brothers and sisters. Thanks again. Thanks again. Thanks a million times. Bye now.